Hi, Rebels. This Financial Literacy Month, Rebel Girls teamed up with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families, to bring you everything you need to be smart with your money and build healthy habits that last a lifetime. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to make smart choices with every penny, whether you're saving for something special or learning to invest. Greenlight gives kids the power to be independent, and grown-ups can trust that their kids have money wherever they are. Sign up at greenlight.com/rebelgirls to get your first month at no cost and start building money confidence for life.
This is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls.
Hello, and welcome to Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls, the interview. I'm Taya Dix, and I'm talking to Dana King, who told us the story of the incredible early American sculptor, Edmonia Lewis. You have to check it out if you haven't already. Hi, Dana. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
My name is Dana King, and I am a sculptor. I create black bodies in bronze, and I'm also the Grandma Jamma around the house. Like, bad Grandma Jamma. That's me.
So, you're a sculptor now, but you've actually had a couple of careers, right?
I was a journalist for 25 years, and I loved it until I didn't love it anymore. And during the time, the last few years of being a journalist, I went back to school to get my MFA.
And when did sculpture start being the thing?
I'll tell you the moment that I knew I was a sculptor. I was working on this piece, and it was of a young woman, and it was a torso. And every night I would spray the piece down with water, and I would cover it with a dampened cloth, and then I would cover it with plastic. And I did all that, and I came in the next day, and she had collapsed. I didn't get upset. I didn't cry. I just rebuilt her. And that's when I knew that this was a gift for me. This was for me to do. That she, in fact, turned out even better than she was before she collapsed. And I realized that I had the patience to do this, that I had the patience to cut my pieces apart and start over.
That's such an important lesson. That failure isn't really failure. You told us the story of Edmonia Lewis, who was also a sculptor. Are you inspired by her?
I love the story of Edmonia Lewis. I mean, she was a true rebel. She knew what was hers to do, and she went and did it. She moved to another country at a time when women, period, didn't do that alone, let alone black women. And that's just a degree of bravery that is so inspirational and motivating to me. And I mean, she fought for her art, she fought for herself, and she did it at a time in our history and the world's history when she was discounted just because she existed. That woman had courage for an army of people, and that is inspirational to me.
Why do you do the work that you do?
I sculpt black bodies in bronze because I think that it's really important that young people see that black people have been part of the fabric of this country for hundreds and hundreds of years. Yes, we were brought here enslaved, but we built this country, literally and figuratively. And I want young people to see themselves in my art. I want young people to see their moms and their dads and their grandparents and brothers and sisters and aunts and uncles. I want them to know that they're important too. I want the story of African Americans to be as much a part of American history as anything else in this country.
If you could go back and give yourself some advice when you were a kid, what would you say?
So, when I was growing up, it was hard for me. I was black, I was white. I didn't really fit in anywhere. And I didn't feel like I fit in anywhere. And I let that bother me. And it confused me. And it hurt me. And so what I would say to myself, my younger self, is who cares? Be you. Do you. Be yourself. I mean, we're all special. We all have something special in us that's ours to do.
Finally, Dana, what makes you a rebel girl?
There's not a piece of art that goes out of my studio that I don't love. If I don't love it, it's not done yet. So I think what makes me a rebel girl is the same thing that made Edmonia a rebel girl. She did not let anyone get in her way. She set her sights on her goals and she knocked them down. Take the time you need to do the great things that you will do.
Thank you, Dana, and thank you for listening. If you like the show, leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, and share it with all of your friends. Stay rebel!
Hi, Rebels. We have some exciting news. We've decided to make this podcast completely free for our listeners. With this change, even more girls can enjoy stories of empowering women. And don't worry, episodes will continue to come out every week, wherever you listen to podcasts. See you next time.